We're here with Jeff Dooley. I mean, does it say in your business card, the voice of the yard goat?
Maybe. We do a bunch of different things here, but that's certainly one of them, Brian.
He does everything.
Yeah, I don't know.
I did notice there was a Dorito bag over there. I had to pick it up. I was like, Dooley, you're not doing your job. I have so many things. First of all, thanks for coming in early. I know the body clock is not used to being up this early, but obviously a special time. You got a home playoff game for the first time in franchise history. You know, I'm curious. I got a bunch of questions both about the team and about what you do for work. But the job, I've talked to Tim Restall, the president of the team, about this too. The job is to develop the players. You know, it's not win at all costs, right? And you told me off the air that this team started the season with seven guys that are no longer here. How do you keep it together and win ball games when, like, that's basically a starting lineup?
Yeah, I mean, we've had a lot of guys go up, some to AAA. We had seven guys go to the major leagues this season. And that's what it's about. It's about developing, and Bobby always talks about developing championship players. And they had a chance to do something special this season, certainly still do, and win a crown for this great city of Hartford. But it's almost like a fantasy football team where this team that you start with is never the team that you finish with. And that's always been the case, and that's never going to change because it is about development. But the group that we have here now, one in Spokane, the high affiliate for the Rockies, so there's been a success. A lot of them have had success in college. Some have pitched in the College World Series. They played in College World Series games, and they want to win. I mean, the guys, obviously, at this point of the year, your body's telling you that you're tired, but when you go to the big leagues, you're playing an extra few more weeks after that. So the guys here in this clubhouse, they really do want to win a championship.
All these guys, they've played more innings and games than they've ever done in their life, right? I mean, is there a thing as like a rookie wall or this or that where like they're gassed?
Yeah, for sure. You usually see it, you know, they call them the dog days of summer, and usually it's late August because you get through the All-Star break and there's still so much time to the finish line, and you see guys beginning to struggle. And then once September rolls around, you can kind of see that finish line coming, and then you hope that you've got the second win where you can kind of put a pretty good streak together to finish off. But certainly for a lot of the guys, particularly the college guys, they've never had this grind of the schedule, and they're going through a pretty strong stretch right now. They were just out in Ohio last week at Akron, and then they weren't sure if they were going to actually have to go to Portland, Maine, or go to Somerset, New Jersey.
Is that all buses?
It is, yeah. It's a
complete
bus.
So they went to Ohio on a bus. And if they had to go to Maine, they would have gone to Maine on a bus.
Yeah, would have been a 15-hour trip.
Holy
yeah,
so crap, they were, and you won't stop. You don't stop.
Yeah, I mean, they made really good time. So we had a night game in Akron on Sunday night, Brian, and we ended up getting to the hotel in New Jersey at 4:30 in the morning. And it was an off day. There was that Monday off day. But, yeah, I mean, it's unbelievable to see what these guys can do on the field because what they put their bodies through.
Well, I want to ask, we're talking with Jeff Dooley, who's the voice of the Yard Goats, and he's been, you know, in Connecticut media for we got to say it now, decades. It is what it is because, you know, when I was in Connecticut the first time in the early aughts, he was doing it. You've been doing the baseball for how long? You did the Rock Cats too. I mean, how long has it been?
Yeah, 25 years, 26 years.
So you've done minor league baseball for 25 years. And as honest as you can be, I mean, the kids have obviously changed because the world's changed. But, like, how is it different? Are they more brittle when it comes to physical health? Are they more entitled? Like, what kind of kid is it compared to 25 years ago in New Britain?
You know, it's a great question because they have changed a little bit, and I think a lot of that has to do with money. I mean, I remember when Joe Mauer signed a contract for $5 million in 2003 to become he was the number one overall pick.
Right.
And, you know, I know it's going back some years and just went to the Hall of Fame this year, but, you know, our number one pick this year, the kid, the hitter from Georgia, signed for $9.5 million. You know, Chase Dolander is our top pitcher. He signed for over $6 million. So I think that, and I shouldn't say it changes the person because Chase is still one of the greatest kids that I've ever met. He's a great pitcher, but he's even a better person. But I just think that with, you know, the almost like this sense of entitlement where, listen, I was a number one pick, a number two pick, where that I maybe should be owed something. There's the political stuff sometimes comes into play, Brian, because where an organization has spent several million dollars on you, you're going to have the opportunity to fail several times. And if you're an 18th round pick, you make it cut. If you're a first or second round pick, that's not going to happen. But now, you know, traveling on two buses, where before it was more of a rah-rah team thing, everyone would kind of huddle up, and some of the guys would have to double up, the guys that were the rookies, because, you know, sometimes there weren't enough seats, but, you know, for everyone to have their own where they could just kind of lay back. And now the amenities now for the players are really, really impressive, where the hotels are better, the buses are better, and things like that.
You know, like I have this, maybe it's the Bull Durham image in me, but these guys, do they hang out together, or are they so professional and focused on their careers that they're like, they got their team, they do their workouts, they get their sleep, or are they going out socially?
Yeah, I think it depends. I think there's a little of both. I think as long as you're taking care of yourself. And the guys that get up to double A, I mean, for the most part, they're 23 to 26 years old.
Mature.
So, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
And a lot of them are like, listen, I'm 24 years old. If I don't know what I need to do, get my body to ready to play for a 7-10, like, what am I doing here?
That's on me.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, we're talking with Jeff Dooley, voice of the Argos. And let me talk about, you know, the actual radio side of things. You know, You get to do now some television too, right? Because the way I understood it, the way they set up Duncan Park is that they have enough camera angles where they don't really have to come in with cameras to take your games, right? Is that?
Yeah, we have a really good production set up here, you know, headed by Mike Delgado, who just does a really good job. And it's a pretty good broadcast on MLB television, and we were able to, you know, get a whole bunch of games on NESN this year, so that's been huge.
So do you change the way you do it?
For NESN, absolutely.
So what's the difference?
So when it's a NESN game, it's basically we're going on graphics. There's a lot of pregame production meetings. You know, I'll still come up. I'll still kind of talk with our director, and this is what we want to do, A, B, and C. And as you know, because you've done television before, you've got a whole bunch of game plans, and this obviously changes. There's nothing like live television because the game's going to tell you what's going on. But we've got all this stuff in pre-production meetings that we go over. You know, I let them know the players that we want to hit, and we'll record a lot of that stuff.
So it's more coordinated from that kind of production, so that's a little more work. But at the same time, how you talk about the game, because people can see it, or do you just continue to do your radio instinctive call, even though it's being shown too?
Yeah, no, I'll change my broadcast.
You will.
For the NESN game, yeah, for sure.
And
yeah.
So, like, how does that manifest itself? Because you compliment what people are seeing, and does that impact the radio broadcast? Does it makes it harder for people to listen solely and hear it?
We try to still draw that line. So, in other words, on radio, I'm describing everything. I'm talking about uniform colors. We've got about 10 different uniforms that we wear, and people are, oh, there's Dooley going on his fashion design, analyzation again. So, and I won't obviously do that on television because you can see what's on the picture. So, but it's mostly working the graphics in and letting the pictures tell the words, and I'll lay out more. We had a game-winning home run on NESN where a guy hit a walk-off home run, and on radio I'm describing exactly what he's doing around the base, and it was a game, there were 7,000 people here, so I just kind of laid out and let the crowd, showed the crowd going crazy. So it definitely, for a television game, it does change the broadcast.
Do you have a signature home run call?
I do not, no. Okay. I've always been and people ask me all the time if I do, and I just like to describe what's happened. So I'll try to put the picture, you know, bring that listener into the ballpark. So if it's a no doubt about it blast that ends up in the second deck, that's what I'm talking about. If the left fielder goes back and has a chance to make the play, I, to me, think it's more important to bring that listener into the ballpark as opposed to come up with some lineup.
Do you feel like I never listen to myself because I hate listening to myself. I just don't. And I did the same thing with TV. Like, I don't like watching myself because I only see flaws. Like, are you at the top of your, is this the best you can be, like, now? Like, after 25 years, you know, is this the best you're going to be?
I think so. I think you go through different, you know, changes in what you do and the way you prepare, and you know, I'm constantly sending stuff off to major league broadcasters to see if they have any advice, but you know, and obviously getting a chance to do those major league games last year was pretty.
We've talked since then, but just for people who weren't there, and we only have a couple of seconds left, but Jeff was able to do a couple of Rockies games. I don't know if there was a health issue or something was going on with the regular announcers. Just talk about that experience.
Yeah, it was awesome. I mean, obviously that's the dream of everyone that does this, to do major league games, and they reached out, and yeah, Jack actually actually had a family commitment back in Colorado, and they said, listen, you're our first choice. If you can do it, we'd love to have you. And I said, yeah, I will be there. You just let me know when. So I had a chance to do a couple of games at Citizens Bank Park in Philadelphia, which was unbelievable. It was fun. I thought it brought a lot of recognition to the Yard Goats team and obviously the Rockies organization. And
Did you get the Major League treatment, like the nice hotel room and little room service? Like, did you?
I did not. I went that day, and I said, just let me know what time I need to be there. They did not send a limo for me, but you know what? I will. I told them, I said, I'll be happy to send again if you need me,
yeah,
for sure.
Keep me on speed dial.
Right.
Jeff Dooley, you can hear him sometimes on our air, always on our stream, the voice of the Hartford Yard Goats. Tonight's game will be on NESN Plus.
Correct. NESN Plus and, of course, Odyssey.
Yeah, it's awesome. So, Jeff Dooley, voice of the Yard Goats, thank you so much.
Thanks,
Brian. Good luck tonight.
Thank you. Appreciate it.